Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 16th, 2025, and here are our top stories. Google Scale AI, ChatGPT versus Atari, RedNote AI, AI Medicine Study. Google Scale AI. Google is reportedly planning to significantly reduce its spending with Scale AI, a company recently acquired in part by Meta, with a 49% stake for $14.1 billion. Scale AI is known for training AI models for various tasks, serving tech companies, industrial giants, and governments alike. Previously, Google intended to spend $200 million with Scale AI this year, according to Reuters. However, Google is now in talks with Scale's competitors to potentially end their relationship. Microsoft is reportedly considering similar actions, while OpenAI has already scaled back its involvement. Despite these developments, Scale AI continues to work with major clients, including the U.S. government, and remains an independent entity. ChatGPT versus Atari. ChatGPT recently faced off against Atari's video chess engine from 1979, and didn't fare too well. While ChatGPT offered solid advice and explained tactics, it struggled with remembering captured pieces, mistook rooks for bishops, and lost track of the game situation. In contrast, Atari's 1.19 MHz engine kept a steady eye on the game state and adhered to the rules, securing the win. Critics argue that this comparison might be mismatched, like apples and oranges, but it highlights a key limitation of language models. The challenge isn't knowledge, but memory. Symbolic systems don't forget the board. RedNote AI. RedNote, social media company from China, has introduced its inaugural large language model, utilizing a mixture of experts system. This innovative approach activates 14 billion parameters out of a total of 142 billion, significantly reducing costs compared to competing models. Notably, the DOTS LLM1 model only requires 130,000 GPU hours per 1 trillion tokens, whereas Qwen2.572b demands 340,000. Overall, the pre-training process for DOTS LLM1 took 1.46 million GPU hours, a quarter of the resources needed by Qwen2.572b, while achieving similar performance levels. Impressively, DOTS LLM1 excels in Chinese language understanding, even outperforming Qwen2.572b and DeepSeek V3 in benchmark tests like CEVAL. Trained on 11.2 trillion high-quality tokens, RedNote has committed to releasing intermediate checkpoints as open source for research collaboration. The Shanghai-based company is also testing an AI research assistant named Diandian as it plans for international expansion. AI Medicine Study. A recent study from Oxford highlights a significant challenge when humans interact with AI systems in real-world settings. In controlled environments, GPT-4 demonstrated impressive capabilities, correctly identifying nearly all medical conditions and providing suitable treatment recommendations in over half of the cases. However, when real participants communicated with the system, its performance dropped noticeably, recognizing only about one-third of the conditions. The issue isn't technical but arises from the interaction between humans and the model. Many users describe their symptoms incompletely or confusingly. Tests with AI-generated patients yielded better results than with real people, underscoring the importance of incorporating human interaction as a core part of AI systems in medicine. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.